It's time for sports, and here in studio with me is NPR's Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai. Listen, have you ever played golf?
Putt-putt.
Well, that's about as much golf as I've played. I tried to hit a few balls at a driving range once. Tried, I say. So I'm one of those who appreciates what Tiger Woods has meant to golf. And joining me now to talk about how 08 is likely to be another year of the Tiger is Bill Roden, sports columnist for The New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback. Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, man. Listen, Tiger just won another tournament out here in California at the Sherwood Country Club last weekend, his eighth championship of the year. But here's the thing, Bill. Tiger was up, what, five strokes on Saturday? Now, he's automatic when he has that kind of lead. And once again, he won by seven strokes when it was all over the next day, wearing his trademark red shirt. I call it the Superman shirt. Is Woods going to be the greatest golfer ever?
I think he already is, Tony.
Really?
I know that there's still – oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at what he's accomplished, not only in terms of majors – and sure, he's still got a ways to go to catch the boss. But if you look at how he's brought people to the sport, what he's done to popularize the sport, and if you look at the distance between Tiger and the next person, whoever that is – at a time when I think the field of really, really, really excellent golfers is much wider and vaster than it was when Nicklaus was playing. And Palmer, I think he already, his legacy, if he decided to quit today, he'd already go down as the greatest golfer of all time.
Now, he has 13 major victories. He needs five more to catch Nicklaus. When's that going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, Tiger is going to be, and I thought about this earlier. I mean, Tiger is going to be playing for a while. I think it could happen in the next 2 years. The next few years. I think it could happen in the next 10 years. I mean, Tiger is going to be around for a long time, and I think he's going to be performing at a long time. And this may seem a little off the beaten trail. He does have a child, and I think that there's a little adjustment period. But I think as he matures and grows into that new role, I just think he's just going to get even stronger.
One more Tiger question before we go on to another topic. I want to put you on the spot a little bit. As an athlete, as an icon in both their respective sports, who's bigger and better, Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan?
You know, that's a great question. I'd have to say that Tiger has been the more dominant person. It's an individual sport, and it's close. I think that Tiger... culturally, there are no footprints before what he's done. So I'd say Tiger.
All right. Let's talk about baseball for a minute and talk about icons, as a matter of fact, Bill, because Barry Bonds is the polar opposite of Tiger Woods because of his steroid and perjury case, among other reasons, of course. And even though the Mitchell report that came out last week shows that several big-name baseball players were also steroid users, including Roger Clemens, perhaps, Bonds remains the poster child, doesn't he, and the bad boy. You agree or disagree?
Well, I first of all, I disagree. Number one, remember, it was always with Bonds, it's always steroid allegations, speculations. We still don't know what if he's going to trial, which he is. He's going to trial for perjury. He's not going to trial for steroid use. What we've got with Clemens, and I think if anything took Bonds off the hook, it was this Mitchell report. Because what it showed is that you guys were saying Barry Bonds was a face of steroids. Listen, there were people who were pitching the ball to him. There were people who were catching balls. There were people who were fielding balls who were all on this stuff. And in the case of Roger Clemens, you didn't have hearsay. You had somebody tell Mitchell, I sold it to him. I saw him. I injected him. You know, so I think that if Barry Bonds remains the face, it's because people in our industry want him to be the face. They want to protect sacred cows like Roger Clemens, like Andy Pettit. And the denials and the rationalizations I hear, Tony, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, let me follow that point up with this, because I heard that that Congress is going to have a new round of hearings starting on the 15th of January next year to look into this steroid use because of the Mitchell report, and that Clemens, who was at the top of the list of people being mentioned in that report, is not even going to be subpoenaed. What's going on there? They're going to give him a pass? Is it because
white? They're going to put him on base. Yeah, because he's white and a star, and they want Barry Bonds I guess they figure as long as they keep Barry Bonds out in, as the face of this stuff, maybe this billion-dollar sacred cow called Major League Baseball will continue to flourish. What I'd like to see, Tony, I would like to see a hearings with subpoena power. I'd like them to I'd like this to be sort of like the Truth and Reconciliation hearings they had in South Africa. I'd like them to bring people in under oath. I'd like to find out every single name. Who did it? When did they do it? Owners, Tony, because owners were involved in this, front office people. I'd like them. I'd like this thing to be as vast and as deep as humanly possible.
Well, maybe we'll find out beginning in January of next year. All right, moving on to another topic. I guess it's too soon to crown the new-look Boston Celtics the best in the NBA. In fact, they may not even be the best in their own conference in the East. They They lost last night to Detroit at home.
At home. Yeah, I mean, this NBA season, we won't know this until June. Ray Allen's already got hurt, you know, and it's a good story. But remember, Kevin Garnett has not won an NBA title. In fact, he hasn't gotten close. Nor has Ray Allen. Nor has Paul Pierce. So, you know, it's all. But the Detroit Pistons have. The Miami Heat have. So I think there's a really long, long way to go with this before we start crown anybody. Who knows? It could be the New York Knicks.
Well, I don't know about that. Speaking about crowning, Bill Roden, the New England Patriots are only two games from going into the record books with an undefeated regular season. 14-0 they are, and they get mild-mannered Miami this weekend, and the G-men from New York the following week. So you're in the Big Apple. Can the Giants stop Tom Brady? Or, put it this way, does New York even try if they get into the playoffs on their own?
That's a great question. I think after they crush Miami, I think they may beat them by 80 points. But then I think the question is, if you're the New York Giants and you wrap up home, if you wrap up a playoff berth this week in Buffalo, when you play New England, do you rest your starters or do you play them tough? And I would love to see the Giants play them tough. I mean, I think that's why we watch sports, is for competition. I would love to see the Giants try to blemish the record. I'd like to see them be the last great obstacle to what I think is a tremendous accomplishment. So I say play them hard, play them tough.
Well, we'll have to find out whether they do that or not. First of all, they've got to get into the playoffs, and they haven't done that yet.
That's right. That's step A.
That's right.
Can they beat Buffalo?
Bill, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, Tony, same to you, man. Have a healthy and happy holiday season.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden. He's a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback.